Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks. Hello, hello, welcome back. I'm Amanda.
I'm Brady.
This is Panda Talks. If you didn't know that, how'd you get here? I'm curious. We have some updates we'd like to begin the show with. Last time we talked about energy. We talked about how I made Brady a protection satchel. Brady, how did that protection satchel work out for you?
It was good. I got a...
Literally.
It was like the next day or 2 days later.
It was the next day.
I got an injury at work.
So it literally was just like we predicted with the Mulan quote, where he gets punched in the face for having a dragon tattoo to protect him from harm. Do you want to explain your injury, or is it personal, or I don't care either way.
I just smashed my finger between two really heavy pieces of metal. At first, I think I told you. How much did I tell you they weighed?
You told me like 100 pounds.
Yeah, I was like 100 pounds, but I could barely lift these, so I'm gonna say they were like between 150 and 200 pounds each, because they're really hard to pack around. I just was putting some on a thing. And one of them slid down, and I got my right hand out of the way, but not my left hand, and it smashed my finger. Just the fingertip, and it broke it in a couple places. So it was a compound fracture on my index finger that I had to baby for about 3 weeks
at work. Oh my hell, has it been 3 weeks since we last recorded?
Yep.
We need to be better. It's so hard.
It is hard. But now I get to not wear my finger splint. I have to wear it at work still, but, I don't have to wear it when I'm home. So, yeah, I mean, it worked because technically I could have got hurt a lot worse. And it was just my fingertip, but...
It's also pretty funny.
Yeah, it's just kind of funny, the timing.
The way that worked out. Okay, so... As we can see by the title, we're going to be talking about music today. And, yeah, I wish there was a camera. I wish we were recording ourselves getting ready. Actually doing research for this episode, because Brady can testify, I was losing my GD mind. I just could not focus because... As we're trying to both do research, we have two little girls constantly just fighting each other, talking to us. Baby boy was pretty grumpy this evening, and just, it was hard. And this is an episode I've been wanting to do for quite a while, but yeah, it's just, I don't know. You think you could just sit down and bust one of these out?
Sorry.
Well, excuse you. All right, so let me get into the background of what inspired this episode. It kind of all goes back to 2014-15. I was living at your mom's house, Brady, living with my in-laws, and I found a funny post on Facebook. Mainly it was just the image that made me repost it, but the words kind of agreed with me. And if I find that meme, I'll post it with the episode today, but... Just to paint the picture, it's just an image of a car and the passengers like halfway jumping out of the car with like tuck and roll. I think it's written on their tuck and roll or something, but like obviously the passenger's like jumping from a moving vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption was, when someone plays country music in the car. And I mainly for the imagery thought it was hilarious. I'm not really a fan of country music. Like, I grew up listening to it, but somewhere along the lines, I just decided this isn't good music. And so that was when Facebook first added reactions. So you couldn't just like or dislike a post, you could love a post or have an angry face. And the amount of dislikes and angry faces on that post were phenomenal. Your cousin posted an angry face. Your mom was very offended because, unbeknownst to me, I did not put these two together, but she had like driven me around in her car earlier that day or week, whatever, and had country music playing, and I didn't even notice. And I didn't post it because of her, but she seemed to think that. And the comment that really stuck out to me and stuck out to me to this day was my grandma from Canada posting something along the lines like, "For Pete's sakes, it's the only music that tells a story." And that got me thinking, outside of like theme songs and musicals, is country music the only form of music that tells a story? And then that opened up other questions like why do we like the music we like? Why I grew up on country music, and in research for this episode, I found that I do like some country music still, and something we'll get into a bit later, I'm kind of getting back into country. This happened just today, but that's further down the line. So yeah, that's really what inspired this, is I wanted to see if dear old Grandma Canada was right or wrong. But yeah, Brady, you and I both grew up on country. Anything you want to add? Why are you not a fan of it now?
I'm not gonna say like I'm not a fan of country, like, but I would say honestly, I'm more of a fan of like the country music that I grew up on because I associate it with, my family and going camping and family trips and all that stuff, and it's usually where I associate it with. And it's, I'm not a big fan of the new country, like we've talked about this, is I don't, I feel like country music should be country music, and if it's like pop, I'm like, then it's pop music. It's not country music. Just because you have like
A
a
fiddle.
certain instrument or maybe like a country music singer singing on the track doesn't necessarily, like Old Town Road, right? It's got Billy Ray Cyrus on there, but that doesn't make that a country song. Like some people might go, well, it's kind of a country song because it's about a horse and blah, blah. And I'm like, no, that's, it's not.
That reminds me of when the Nelly and Tim McGraw remix came out. Not remix, collab, and I remember it was huge. My stepmother was a huge Nelly fan. I was a huge Tim McGraw fan, so we were both excited for that. And I remember watching like a behind the scenes, and Nelly's like, "It sounded like country to me." And if you go back and listen to, oh, what song is it? I don't even remember what song it is. It's not country. It's
Oh, the
very
one that's
hip-hop.
like, 'cause it's all in my
That's it.
head.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's not country.
I grew up on country. I really was like a Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Shania Twain type fan. And, some songs stick out more than others, and most of the songs I remember aren't good storyteller songs. And if you'll allow me, I have a little clip of a song I would like to play on YouTube. To me, this is what like literally all country music sounds like, in my opinion.
Are we gonna get flagged?
I don't think so. They played this on Is We Dumb. If it wasn't Is We Dumb, they played it on Can You Don't, one of the two. But I'll just play a little bit and you can look it up. It's called Park by the Lake. Dean Summerwind. You can look it up at home. And I'll just play just a little bit. Oh shoot, I was trying to turn it down a little bit. And I turned off my. All right.
Down by the lake, 8 miles from San Francisco.
I'm sitting here just parked out by the lake.
Wait, just wait for it.
If you're wondering where I'm parked, I'm out parked by the lake.
So he's out, parked out by the lake.
It's the lake that's 80 miles from Santa Fe. And I'm parked out by the lake.
Alright, so that's a 3 minute and 31 second song. That's the song. He's parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. And that's the song. And in my mind, that is why I think if I could sum up, if someone said, hey, why don't you like country music? I think I'd pull up that song and be like, this is 90% of country songs right here. It doesn't tell a story. It just loops. If you listen to Bo Burnham's song Pandering, I think that's a really good example of what country music is today. Is it's not really country music as much as just pandering to an audience that wants country music.
Well, I'm going to say something, and this is 100% not opinion, but it's like hearsay, I guess. Like, it can't be used in court. I want to say that, like, when Taylor Swift started out, because she started out as country, like
her
dad or whoever, her manager, was like, the easiest genre to break into is country. And so they like had her, like, she didn't want to be country, she wanted to be pop or whatever, but they're like, well, it'll be easy to get big if you're country. And so her first album's like country, and then after that it was, you know, pop and stuff. So I'm like, well, I mean, if that's true or not, you know, it is what it is. I remember getting in a fight with my mom. Not a fight, but, like, because I would listen to rock and roll and metal and everything, and she would always, you know, try to pull the old, oh, that's the devil's music, whatever. Not that she would, I don't think she'd literally say that's the devil's music, but she would, you know.
It's inappropriate. It's not.
She didn't like it. And
church music.
We got in an argument because she's just like, it's bad. It's naughty music, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, Mom, all country music, like 75% of country music is about either getting drunk, having sex, or a mixture of both, you know? Or breaking some kind of a law.
And if you're a woman, 90% of the songs are about your husband cheating and you getting revenge.
Yeah, you're getting revenge and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, is that really better? Like, I'm not saying, I'm like, the music's quieter when they're talking about it, whatever. Like, because I'm not going to lie, there are songs that are about that are terrible. They're like, oh man, I'm not going to let my kid listen to this song till they're 18. But there's a lot of other songs where you're like, I don't know, like, I was afraid of Kiss for a long time because my mom always said that they were bad, you know. And now that I'm an adult, I'm like, I guess I could see it. Like, they were all about sex and rock and roll, not so much the drugs, as far as I know. I think, like, a couple members were, but they got booted. And I'm like, these guys were scary to me as a kid. And now I grow up and I listen to them, like, these guys are the most, like, chill. Like, they're not scary. Their music's very vanilla. You know, not vanilla. Like, their songs are super good. Like, I really like Kiss. But, like, compared to other bands, I'm like, yeah, they're not that bad. Like, even their risque songs, like, well, they have I Was Made for Loving You, and I'm like,
and Look It Up.
I'm like, that song's not, there's not bad. Look It Up's not really too bad. Love Gun isn't, you know, it's not really.
That, like, just takes me back to Role Models.
Yeah.
The gun is his dick.
Like, they're not really bad. Like, yeah, they're talking about things that are inappropriate to Mormon moms, but I'm like, they're not bad. You know?
Well, I mean, let's take Love Gun and compare it to, like, situations from Escape the Fate. You know? Love Gun is an innuendo for his dick, where situations is literally like, she took my hand and put it in her lap. you know, like, literally, like, on the nose, like, hey, we're screwing and doing.
And not to be, like, a prude, but you were singing a song today, and I'm like, gosh, I don't want my kids listening to that. That song's messed up. The Vicious Love.
Oh.
Where they, like, are basically beating the shit out of each other, but they're in love, so it's okay. And I'm like, no, that's not okay. That's fucking stupid. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I would say that's our love song.
If I ever hit you, like...
Well, I never viewed it like that, but, like, we fight as hard as we love, because we... Okay, we don't beat the shit out of each other, but we get in, like, not good fights. Okay, I can't say that knowing, like, abusive relationships are out there, but, like, I feel like we're extreme. Like, things are really, really good or things are really bad, and that's kind of what I associate it with. But yes, I see your point, and I'm disturbed now, but...
Yeah, no, that, to me, is the dude just beating the shit out of the girl, and he's like, it's okay, because we're in love.
But she's beating the shit out of him, so...
Well, I mean, how much can a girl beat the shit out of a dude?
Hey, I don't want you to downplay men can get abused too, and that is really important.
No, I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying, like, if you hit me as hard as you could and I hit you as hard as I could, those two outcomes are completely different.
Yes, you're going to jail, even if I threw the first punch.
I'm going to jail and you're going to a morgue, probably. I don't know.
All right. Where were we going with this? I don't know, but...
To jail.
So, I've compiled some songs... we're going to start with country and then just jump into, like, any other genre. And it's the Do These Songs Tell a Story? So, I think, like, whenever I think about country songs, like, there's a couple that always pop into my head. Some, I've been trying to rack my brain trying to remember them. They're, like, memories, like... just, like, on the tip of my tongue, but I can't, like, grab it. But one, whenever I think of country song, I think of this song called Ol' Red. And I'm an ignorant slut. I did not look up who sings this. I just Google it, but it's...
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton. See, I don't even know half the freaking country singers. But this is a song. So what we try to do is, like, we took a song, we just listened to it, and can we tell what the song is about? Did it tell a story? And not the music video, just the song itself. And this one, yes. I wish we had sound effects, because I'd do a ding, ding, ding here. This one does tell a story. It's a story about a man who catches his wife cheating, and then he beats the shit out of him. Maybe kills him. Listen, we tried to pay attention, but we had things going on.
He killed him because he got a life sentence.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go with that. And then... in the prison he's at, they have a bloodhound that is there to catch escaped prisoners, and he's never let a man get away. And this Blake Shelton's character is in charge of caring for the bloodhound, and he takes him on walks. He called up a buddy, and his buddy brought out a female dog and tied it up. And then through the power of country music... all animal instincts went away, and that dog fell in love with the female dog. So Blake Shelton was able to escape, and then the bloodhound ran off with his girlfriend and didn't chase him. Which, it's a, I don't know, unbelievable, but it's one of my favorite country songs. I do look back on that one fondly.
Oh, maybe it's believable. I don't know enough about dogs to say whether or not that's accurate.
I guess that's true, but I just feel like... I don't know. Animal instincts is made to survive, not necessarily for... I don't know. It's a good song. Anything to add? Do you want to throw a song in the mix? Do you want me to keep going?
You can keep going.
You don't have any country songs? You just have...
I have a ton of country songs that tell stories.
Did you want me to just get through my list, or...
You can go through your list. I kind of...
We don't talk about these things beforehand.
Well, I have, like, a list of songs, but I didn't... I guess my thought process was, like, I'll name these songs and kind of tell what they're about. But then I'm like, well... Because I kind of tried to do it the other way and look up or figure out rock songs that went with, like, the storyline thing.
But, oh, yes. Well, Okay, I'll just move along. Because I did that too, but like I said, this first half is going to be country music. Second half will be other genres. So I went to Tim McGraw, and I have two examples here. Don't Take the Girl is a really good song, and that one does tell a story about a boy and a girl growing up together and their life together. Really good song, tells a really good story, very emotional. And then I'm going to compare that to another song that I absolutely loved as a child, but I sorry I said that weird, I was like pinching my fat rolls around my neck. I think it's called A Heart Don't Forget. Is that what the song's called, or just the chorus?
From Tim McGraw?
Yeah.
I don't remember, but...
Okay, well, anyway, this is a dumbass song. It tells a stupid story, and this is my problem with country songs that, air quote, tell a story. It's like, he had a summer love and then just met her back on a plane one year, and it's like, well, where's the... Like, where's the conclusion? Like, did you guys just laugh about your memories? Did you go, like, fall in love again? Like, and that's going to roll right into the next song, the song that I probably have the biggest problem with as far as...
I'm going to put this in. McCade loved that song.
Well, I loved it, too. I said I loved it.
I'm just saying, shout out to McCade.
Oh, shout out to McCade. Your mom's going to hate me for this next one. But, she's not listening, I hope. Thunder Rolls. And that's a great song, too. I do love it, and I sing it, but it is just such an unsatisfying story. It's a woman who's worried about her husband because he's late, and then he pulls in, and then she, like, runs outside and can smell perfume. The wind's blowing perfume her direction, and she caught her husband cheating. The end. Like, the end? Like, what happens? Like, did you get a divorce? Did you confront him? Did you work things out? Like, the way it plays out, I'm like, she's going to go grab an axe or something, but it just ends there, and it's just it feels unfinished, and like, yeah, it's a good song, but it's a stupid story, especially when you look at it that way. I'm going to kind of fast forward a little bit, but shout out to Strawberry Wine. That's one of my favorites as a kid. I haven't listened to it in, many a year, and re-listening to it today, it was still really good. Did tell a good, cute love story. Toby Keith. Yeah, I think all his songs are... I think I'm a real fan of his. Like, just songs I remember by him. I loved, like, everything, and, like, just a couple songs that, like, I went through of his. Like, they all tell a cohesive, like, good story. So, shout out to Toby Keith. But here's another one I'm going to get into that really pisses me off. And it's, again, one of my favorite ones. I sing it on loop, nonstop, top of my lungs. Martina McBride's Independence Day. I mean, it's a good song, and it does, like, tell, like, a story, but it just... Oh, this one really grinds my gears because it's a song about... a mom and who has a drunk, abusive husband, so she sends the daughter off to see the Independence Day parade, and then fucking murder-suicides her and the husband by burning the house down and making the daughter an orphan. And for some reason, Utah loses their freaking mind, and they're like, oh my gosh, Martina, please, please play this at the Stadium of Fire every year on the 4th of July. Oh, America, Independence Day. The song has nothing to do with that. It's about a freaking tragic death and a tragic, like, girls going off to an orphan. Like, that orphanage, that sucks. Like, that one really, love the song. That one really hits a nerve with me. I don't understand. I don't understand why that's a celebrated 4th of July song.
Well, I mean, technically that girl...
gained her independence by killing herself and screwing over her daughter's life.
The daughter's independent now.
Oh, no, she's not. She's in a freaking orphanage.
Yeah, but you become independent really fast in an orphanage.
Yeah, you... God. I just... Oh, okay. And then I got two more. They're good songs. I've been watching you. I had to throw that one in because we listen to it all the time. My girls love it. And... it just hit close to home 4-year-old said a four-letter word, and I'm like, huh, that sounds familiar. And yeah, and then Dixie Chicks, Earl Had to Die. That tells a great story. It's the Fried Green Tomatoes story. I don't know which came first, but Fried Green Tomatoes is one of my favorite movies, so. And that's another song I absolutely loved as a kid. And it does tell a good story, so. There's an example of good stories and bad stories in country music. I had to prove Grandma Canadian wrong that, no, they don't all tell good stories. But we'll get into the other half of that argument. Do you have any country songs you want to throw into the list, good or bad?
Well, I mean, like I said, I grew up with country music, and I'm going to say this right off the bat. I could think of, like, 20 country songs that tell stories to one country song, or to one other genre song that tells a story, you know? I'm not going to say, like, I do agree, like, I feel like country tells more of a story than other stuff, but I guess the ones I grew up with, my mom's favorite's George Strait, and a lot of his songs, you know, tell a story. Like, her favorite's, my sister's favorite when she was little was Check Yes or No, and that was like a whole love story about people meeting when they were kids and they're, you know, growing up and got married. And we listened to a lot of Charlie Daniels, and he has a lot of stories, songs that are stories. Like, our favorite was Uneasy Rider, and it was about this dude that was like, it was him, but he was like a long-haired cowboy, and he went to this really podunk town, and his car broke down, and then he got in a fight with some guys because they thought he was, like, weird.
I ask this all the time, but what is that really cute song that your uncle always plays about the Mexican señorita, and then he's married to a Mexican, so it's like extra sweet. So I'm like, it's their love story.
I think it was, the only one I can think of is El Paso by Marty Robbins. But that song ends with him dying.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if that's...
Do you know what? We need to get connections, because I need to get that man into a recording studio to make an album, even if it's all just covers. Because I could just listen to him. I could just fall asleep to his. He's got such a lovely voice. And I love him. And the end. Continue.
So I grew up with those. And then, yeah, Marty Robbins. He has a bunch of songs or stories. I was thinking about another one. Oh, I can't remember now. Charlie Daniels had one of McKay's favorites. It was A Legend of Woolly Swamp. McKay loved that one. But yeah, it was a lot of the country songs tell stories. And there's not as many rock songs that tell stories. And I'll kind of go into my rock and roll thing in the next bit. But yeah, so I don't know. Those are the ones that I mainly grew up with. Toby Keith. But, yeah, those are, like, my dad would always play Charlie Daniels for me and my brothers when we were going to mow my grandma's lawn and go fishing and stuff.
Oh, hell, I have to shout out another one because you just unlocked a memory, but I don't remember the guy who sang it, but this one was freaking traumatizing, but it's a song called Alyssa Lies. Have you heard of this song?
No.
Extra traumatizing because my little sister's name is Alyssa.
And she lies.
And it's about a guy whose daughter goes to school and then says, my friend, I made a friend, her name's Alyssa, but she lies to everyone and about the bruises on her arms and whatever, and is embarrassed and covers it up. And so the guy who sings it's like, okay, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to report abuse. But he gets there too late, and she's killed. It's a good song. I'm getting chills just thinking about it. But that's an emotional one.
Doesn't sound good.
Oh my gosh. It sends me into a crying fit. It's, oh. Yeah. If you see something, say something. Bottom line, don't wait the freaking weekend. All right. Well, let's, on that note, let's take a break. And we'll come back and we will do our rock and roll songs that... do they tell stories or not? I don't know. We'll get into it. And then after that, we're going to kind of explore why do we like music that we like. Okay, so I led with the country music. Do you want to lead with your rock music? It seems more like I have a list and you just have, like, thoughts.
Yeah, well, because we kind of started going into it and I was, like, looking up songs and I was like, okay, does this tell it? Because, like you said earlier, our criteria was like, does it tell a story? And it can't be like a music video tells the story and you're just kind of like there along for the ride.
Or like it tells a story, but you have to look into the lyrics in a cryptid manner. Not necessarily like Love Gun, but like a song I have on my list, so we can get to that in a second.
But yeah, so we were kind of talking about it, and I'm like, yeah, the first one that popped into my head was Detroit Rock City by Kiss. About those kids that are going to a Kiss concert and then they get in a car wreck and die, which I believe is based off of a real thing that happened and they heard about it and then they wrote the song. And then there was another one that we listened to today. It was called Uncle Tom's Cabin by Warrant, the band that sings Cherry Pie.
My chair pie.
I guess that one's kind of not, I don't know, not really.
That's a fun song. Ooh, I need to add that to a playlist.
But it's about him and his uncle are fishing at night, and then they see the sheriff and his deputy show up with two body bags, and they throw him in the swamp, and then they leave. But they don't know that they saw him, and then they're debating whether or not they tell anybody, but they're like, who are we going to tell? It's the sheriff. So that's kind of where the song goes. And then I had, there's like a lot of Billy Joel songs tell a story, you know, like Piano Man, and we listened to My Life. And then there was the Downeaster Alexa. I think you got sick of that song for a while about the fishing boat.
Now I'm sick of the chain because it's a song that you seem to never remember. But it's the first song you play whenever we get in the car, and I hate it, and it gets stuck in my head.
And what else? There's a couple others, but I had an argument to go along with, but I'll save that for after you give your list. And then I had I had Ronnie from Metallica, which it's not a good story. It's about a dude that comes into town, and he's really shady looking, and people are very uncomfortable around him, and then he ends up shooting a lot of people in the town.
That makes me think of, is it Nirvana that sings the song about the kid that kills himself?
No, that's Pearl Jam.
Where he gets up in class?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Billy.
Jeremy,
I don't know. I can just hear his little vibrato.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know if you don't like Pearl Jam, you suck?
Yeah.
I don't know if
you I've actually, sing. Like, weird story. In the last, like, few months, I've started listening to more Pearl Jam. And, because I used to listen to them, but I was like, I liked them, but it was like other people would listen to them, and I was just like, oh, they're okay. They're not great, but then Pearl Jam songs come on the radio all the time. And as I'm, like, listening to them, I'm like, these guys are really, the songs are super good, you know? Even if you're like, oh, that's, He sings funny, and it kind of takes you out, but at the same time, you're like, oh.
It's unique. It's unique. Which I'll bring that up in a second, but...
Oh, and one more. Rush. Rush has a lot of songs, and they have the whole album, 2112, which is basically about... They go to the year 2112, where, like, music is outlawed. Well, like, everything's outlawed, and then they use music to, like, save the world. Bring everything back. But Yeah, it's a good one. It's a whole album, but it's only like 45 minutes, I think.
Ooh, I didn't look
But
up. That's a good segue into my that's a good segue into me, 'cause I too have a sorry. Keep talking.
And yeah, the album 6969, or the song 6969 by Ninja Sex Party is a parody of that, and it's like a funny version. But yeah, Rush 2112, super good album. I think they have that. You can actually play the whole thing. This is just a fun fact, has nothing to do with anything else. But you can play the entire album of 2112 on Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock.
Oh, that sucked. Okay. How long did you say the album was?
It's like 45 minutes.
Okay. Because that is a great segue into my list, because I also have an album, story album, on here. It's like one of three. I've listened to one other album out of the trilogy and couldn't get into it as much, but Alisana's The Emptiness. Freaking my favorite. Still to this day. It was staple for me, like, late high school, early massage school, and now, like, even as an adult, like, I'll go back and re-listen to it from time to time. It is 49 minutes 59 seconds, so basically it's 50, it's a spa hour. It's a
Oh,
spa hour.
and I feel like I should bring up, because I don't know how many people know this, the band Coheed and Cambria, all of their album is telling one story. All of their music is one story about two people, one named Coheed and the other one named Cambria. And
Okay.
all of their music is one long story of those two characters.
Well, I am gonna go on a binge of them now. That's actually really funny. Damn it, I wish I still had friends. I had two friends growing up, and in high school, we could not decide if it was Coheed and Cambria or Coheed, comma, or shit, I can't make it work. Coheed and Cambria or Coheed and Cambria. So, like, where the names were kind of, you know?
Yeah.
Like the. There's an It's Always Sunny joke somewhere there, but I can't think of the name.
Oh, Holland Oats.
Holland Oats. Anyway, so one friend was going to name their kids Coheed and the other one Cambria, and the other friend was going to name their kid Coheed and Cambria. And so I thought that was just funny that they both, like, we're each going to have kids and we're going to name them, like, both have Coheed and Cambria as kids' names, but we're going to have it in the different ways, because we couldn't decide what it was, and they might have actually known that fact, but I didn't. I just learned that, so I definitely feel like I'm gonna find that on a playlist and just listen to it front to back now, so thank you. But yeah, Alisana the Emptiness tells a whole story of a man's. It's heavily inspired by Edgar Allan Poe, and I believe the short story's Annabelle. Just kind of a guy's descent into madness over the loss of his wife. So good. I kind of went all over the board. I tried to include music I listen to now versus my favorites in high school. My favorite artist right now is Lizzo, and just like the top songs I can think about are good storyteller songs. Rumors is a song about, people spreading rumors about her. About Damn Time is about her, like, feeling good about herself. And same with Soulmate, which is one of my favorites, which is, like, a song about you don't need anyone else, you just gotta love yourself, which is a great message. So not only are they, like, great stories, but they're great messages. My favorite band in high school was The Used, and I'm kind of, like, on a nostalgic trip with them currently. And here's a fun fact. Bert Quinn, and I forget the original drummer's name, they wrote the entire music for the first album, which I believe was just self-titled, The Used. And then they were looking for a singer, and then Bert, they liked his voice, and then Bert went and wrote all the lyrics to the music, and then that's how, like, so the music came first, And then Bert wrote lyrics to it. So if you watch the music video, The Taste of Ink, which, like, makes you like, oh, that's, they're filming in Utah, oh my gosh. And then he's sitting in that room just, like, scribbling notes on the wall. Like, that legit was, like, how it was. And the band wanted to be called Just Used because with getting their band off the ground, they were, like, homeless for a while and just surfing from couch to couch, and all their friends were like, we feel used by you, and so they just wanted to be called Used. But there's a punk rock band in, I want to say Boston, that already had that name, so they had to put The Used in front of it. So there's a fun fact. Anyway, my favorite song was and still is Caught Fire. It is just a love song, and it is not a good storyteller. It is more of a feeling. The song is a feeling of love. So that leads into my next, like, My Chemical Romance was another favorite band in high school, and The Ghost of You was and still is my favorite song, and that is not a good storyteller. It is a good, like, the music video tells a good story, and, if you want to cryptically look into the lyrics, you want to say it's about a lover dying, but it's kind of one of those, like, you really have to look into the lyrics to get the story out of it. Mm-hmm. Just listening to it, you don't get it, but it's not to say they're not good songs. They're still really good songs. But some good song stories, like, I mean, we can't forget The Eagles, Hotel California, The Emptiness, I already brought that up. I'm going to throw this one out. There's a song not a lot of people know about, but I love it. It's called The Diamond Ring, and it's sung by Adar. And it's a song about a guy who proposes to his girlfriend, and she rejects him, and then he's just being emo, and then just miserable that she dumped him over it. So, yeah, I put any Fall Out Boy song is bad because most people can't understand what Patrick's saying anyway, but I love Fall Out Boy because I'm a sucker for a good voice and good lyrics. And Fall Out Boy, even though you can't understand, like, the full song and it's kind of cryptic, they have some of the best lyrics, like, really thought-provoking, really, like, deep, even if it's on an emo level. Like, he has some really good lyrics to his songs. Which, unless you have anything to add to this list. Oh, and then I just had to add it, because we went back into the emo phase for me. Ohio is for Lovers. Does that tell a good story? It starts out like it's going to. About how it's hard being away from you. And, it's hard being away from each other. And then it just spirals into emo. Cut my wrists. Black my eyes. So it starts off strong, but no, it's not a good storyteller. And if you want another fun fact, that music video is famous for the microphone hanging from the ceiling. They weren't trying to be artsy or dramatic or anything. Their prop guy just forgot a microphone stand. So that was just a solution to a problem. And it ended up being huge. But, yeah, anything you want to add to that?
Nope.
Okay, so that we'll just roll right into our next little segment of why do we like the music we like? You know, why do I not like country or rap? Why do I like screamo? Why do I not like some songs, but by one artist, but if you do a cover, I'll really love the cover. Go. Sorry, I'm stifling a burp. Go.
I don't know. For me, it was always, like, I grew up with country music, obviously, you know, like I mentioned. And I think I don't know. I remember my brother had a mix CD when he was like 16 or 17 or whatever. And one of the songs on there was Enter Sandman. And I had never heard it before. And I was like, I don't know how old I was. If he was 16, I would have been 13, but I don't think he was. No, I don't think he was 16 yet, because I got into all of my rock music at the same time. But I heard that song and I was like, holy crap, this is so cool. And I remember playing it and like asking somebody, like, who is this? And they're like, that's Metallica. And I saved a bunch of my money and I went out and I bought like a couple Metallica albums. And at the same time, I was really into The Offspring. And I went out and bought a bunch of The Offspring's albums just, from Walmart, because around here, that was like the only place you could buy them. And I just really got into it, and I don't know if it was because it was just so much different than everything that I had heard before, but I mean, I was really drawn to like the country people that would use like rock and roll in their music, like Charlie Daniels had a couple songs, like The Devil Went Down to Georgia, when it has the devil's part and he's playing rock and roll. I'm like, yeah, I love that. Was like my favorite part of that whole song. But I was just really into the different, because it was just out of the norm, and so I started listening to it, and I liked that a lot more than the other stuff. And like, I listen to rap, but it's the same thing as country. Like, I listen to old stuff. I don't listen to like a lot of the new people. Like, I think the only people that I listen to that are like newer is like Post Malone. And then I listen to like new stuff by people that I used to listen to. But I don't like newer stuff as far as that goes. But I don't know, I've just my go-to has always been like rock and roll, but more specifically like harder rock. Not like I like punk rock and emo, but my go-to has always been like Metallica and like Black Sabbath. And but then I like The Offspring, and I think that are more of a punkish alternative. I guess you could say alternative.
I'd say The Offspring would be grunge, in my opinion.
I don't know. I think of grunge as like Nirvana and like
I
Alice in
guess,
Chains
see, I
and
hold Offspring in the Nirvana pedestal. Like, those two bands are so similar to me. But I'm admittedly not as big a fan as you on both of them,
yeah.
so.
Like their older stuff, like it's just more, they used to play, because I think of grunge as like dark industrial, and like The Offspring's more like a, I don't know. I just think of them as like California rock.
Oh, that
I
too.
don't know if that has a
Oh,
name,
gosh,
but
what's that band we used to listen to? Sublime?
Sublime is.
No, what's that band we used to listen to when we were first married? About like the sound of my little girl laughing makes me happy just to
Oh,
be alive.
freak. Oh, I know who it is, but I can't think of it right now.
You put that on a on my love CD you
Yeah,
made
'cause
for
it seemed
me.
like, oh, who is that? I know it.
It's not.
I'll have to look, but
And they did the song. Oh shit, you unzipped me. You unzipped me. But the that one song that's
oh yeah,
like,
Wonderful.
yeah, wonderful. Gosh, that song hits me to the core, to the core. All right.
But I don't know, I just was more drawn to that. It just like struck a chord with me more than anything else. And so I guess that's why I went with that. Now like I don't know.
Everclear.
Everclear, yes.
Sorry, I close my eyes when I get too sad. I think thoughts that I know are bad. Close my eyes and I count to 10. Hope it's over when I open that. Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Oh. That hits. I remember listening to that. That's another one you put on that CD, and I was like, oh my gosh.
But yeah, Everclear, I don't know. I just always like bands like that. I always was more drawn to. So even when I, and even like I don't know. I guess it's eclectic. Like, Five Finger Death Punch just put out a new album, and I started listening to the first song on it, and I didn't finish it because I was picking up, or I had my girls, and I was picking them up. I was doing something, but I just couldn't finish listening to it because it wasn't family appropriate. But I love it.
I love Five Finger Death Punch.
It's still really good stuff. I'll have to show you the new song. I only started listening to the first song, but it's called Circus, and it was pretty good.
Can't wait.
But yeah, so I don't know. I feel like, as far as that goes, I do like country, but I feel like the rock and roll got me more emotionally. Like how people are like, oh, it just kind of touched me. It's like, that's kind of how I felt with rock and roll.
100%. As I sit here thinking, because these are questions I've asked myself a lot, because, I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift. I hate her songs. I can't stand her voice. Just, her songs are so stupid. But then, we just looked it up. I always want to say it's Pierce the Veil. Is it I Prevail?
Yeah.
I Prevail did a cover of Blank Space, and it's so much better. It's just so great. And I love it so much better. But why? Like, literally, the song is precisely the same. But when one person sings it, cannot stand it. When the other people sing it, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it's amazing. I think the first time I discovered this was with, I can't remember who did the cover, but it was, shit. It was The Convict, I Wanna Fuck You. But someone did...
Oh, I hated that.
But someone did the cover, I Wanna Love You.
Yeah. No, I hated the cover.
Oh, who did the cover?
I don't know, but I hated it so bad.
Well, I love it, because it went from a song that I didn't give two shits about, to... I can't find it. I tried Googling it real quick. It was Akon was the original.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see who did the cover.
It was from like Punk.
Yeah, Goes, whatever. Punk. That's when I first discovered the Punk Goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, it went from a song I didn't care about to like a love song. And it was like, oh wow, that was interesting how like it transformed. But so I think for me, it kind of started the same, just songs that were out of the norm, weren't country, because that's what I grew up with as well. I think the one that really hit and started me down the journey was Evanescence. And it was the first time, and this, I know how this is going to sound. You can make fun of me, but you know what, this is just how it is. It was just the first time, like, the way their voices sound almost, like, matched the way I was feeling. On the inside. Them and Simple Plan, it was more their lyrics versus the voice. But yeah, Evanescence is what got me going down the emo track. And because if you ask me, like, what do I like in music or whatever, it's usually it's if someone has a good voice. Or if they're singing with, like, such passion, you can feel it, like, you can feel it through their voice, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. And I think that's why I really am drawn to screamo, is because, yes, there are some people that are screaming just for the sake of screaming, but then there are other singers that are, like, you can feel the raw emotion as they scream. And I don't like saying I didn't have a good childhood. But I, you know, emotionally wasn't in a good place. So to have, like, I don't know, it was an outlet for me. And even now, when I'm, like, so upset about things, I've lately been turning on my screamo and I've been just letting out my feelings through the music. Letting it do its job. So for me, it's... Were those little feet print I hear?
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. We're going to check on this. Alright, well. Now that we got that sorted, I forget where my thought was, but basically, for me, good voice, passion and emotion, and also, I am going to say yes, some lyrics. Like I said, Fall Out Boy, he's got an amazing voice, and then he's got some I tried looking up some of my favorite lyrics, but just with everything going on, I just could not focus. I know one of them is, oh, they say the captain goes down with the ship, so when the world ends, will God go down with it? One of those things that make you go, holy shit. Like, he has, like, so many good lines like that, like, throughout his songs. And I am going to say that I do think music does come into play, obviously, because some covers are better than others. Like the, I'm just going to keep going back to the I Prevail Blank Space. It's so good. Look it up on YouTube. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Punk Goes albums. Some of my favorite, like Flagpole Sitta, I can never pronounce it.
Sitta.
You and I fight over which one's better, but I prefer the Chiodos version just because I love what Chiodos brings to the table with it. And Paint It Black by, oh, I always forget the band. I think it's The Veil.
Pierce the Veil?
Is it Pierce the Veil? Maybe that's where I've been getting it from. I really like how they did it. You like the original. But I prefer the cover on that one. And then there's some covers where I'm like, they're like the Zombie. The Cranberries version is super good, but so is the Bad Wolf version. Like, I can't. I like them both. So I will say that's what does it for me. I don't know why I don't... Well, I don't know why I like most modern country, but recently TikTok made me realize I do like country. I just like a sub-genre of country, and it's called... And get this, it's funny that this is what it's called, but it's Gothic country. And there is a playlist on Spotify if you want to follow it. I will post the link if you're interested. It's called, like, Spooky Banjo Time, I believe. And it has kind of, like, a Devil Went Down to Georgia or Johnny Cash feel, like, the songs. They do have some good stories. One we listened to, it's about, like, prisoners that were, and this was, like, olden days, obviously, but prisoners that were, like, chained at the ankle. They're falsely accused, and they're meant to do hard manual labor, build a road, and they'd get whipped if they complained. So one night when the sheriff was asleep, they went and beat him to death with the chain and then escaped. Kind of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou vibes, but yeah, I just decided to try it, listen, see if I liked anything, and it I really enjoyed, like, most of the music on there. There's one that's called Coal. It made me think of you. So I sent Brady a link. I hope he listens to the...
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes, I think you would really enjoy it. So I am kind of getting back into country, just Gothic country, and I think it's funny that I'm into Gothic country. you had an argument, you said.
Yeah, I guess it was more... As I was doing this whole thing, I was just like, had to stop and go, does it matter? Like, I understand, like, sorry, I understand where your grandma's coming from, where she's like, it tells a story, but it's like you said, with some of your songs, you're like, it's more of a feeling that when you're listening to it, like, yes, not, like, I would argue to say most of my favorite songs don't tell stories. They're just a collection of lyrics and then a chorus, you know? And I'm not saying, like, oh, that's, you know, like, story doesn't matter. Like, I'm not saying that at all. I do like songs that tell a story, but at the same time, I like songs that don't really tell a story, just kind of push an idea or get something across. It's kind of like, I'm going to make this jump and everybody's be like, what the hell? But to me, it makes sense. It's kind of like comparing an anime show to, like, an American cartoon or TV show. Is in anime, usually it's a one long story. Like, your whole time you're telling a story. First time I ran into that as a kid, it was Pokemon. It was literally like, we'd come home, watch Pokemon. You'd start an episode, do something, and end, and then the next episode would pick up where the last one left off. And you would just go through one long story. And that was the first time I'd ever ran into that. Whereas, I'm not saying it's any worse, but you'll watch, like, an American TV show and you're like, okay, like, Adventure Time. Like, yeah.
That one's a little bit more cohesive.
Yeah, it's kind of somewhat telling a larger story, but usually from one episode to the next, they don't connect. Like, there's a bigger picture, but they don't really connect. You know, like, we've been watching Paw Patrol a lot, and Spidey and His Amazing Friends. And I'm not saying they're bad shows, but they're just, they don't have that. It's like, each episode is its own self-contained episode. Like, you don't have to have that one to understand what's going on in the next. But yeah, so it's kind of like that. It's like, am I saying those are worse? No, I'm saying those are still good. They're just two different ideas. But I'm not saying everything has to have a story, and if it doesn't have a story, it's crap.
You know what? You're really cute, and you're really funny, because you led right into my final thoughts to close out the argument, and it's that, no, I don't think it does matter. I think you can enjoy whatever music you want to enjoy, and you also can dislike whatever music you want to dislike. Okay, like, screamo. It gets a lot of hate. Oh, you emotional little babies, and, you know, how can you listen to people scream? That's not music. Well, I enjoy it, and I don't enjoy country music, but I'm not going to shame you for enjoying country music. Enjoy what you want, and don't hate on someone else for enjoying. Like, I made a joke. At the end of the day, what happened is I made a joke on Facebook, and it pissed people off, which I don't understand, because if someone would have posted the same meme and replaced country music with screamo music or Lady Gaga or Lizzo or Fall Out Boy or My Chemical Romance, like, whatever, I would go, oh, okay, like, that sucks, you know, like, I wouldn't even say that sucks, I just, no, okay, you do not enjoy Lady Gaga, but you enjoy Nicki Minaj. I can't stand Nicki Minaj, so, you know, we just know we don't have the same taste in music, but I'm also find that I don't really get pissed about the same thing as other people do. So, I don't know. It's just funny looking back how 6 years ago, just saying I don't enjoy a certain genre of music pissed people off. Because at the end of the day, I don't think it matters if it's...
Sorry.
I mean, let's look at some of the songs. Going back to Bo Burnham, there was a time, we're still kind of in that time, I think we've kind of moved past, where songs were just repeat stuff over and over again. And obviously people loved that music and it was popular, but I hated it and I couldn't stand it. And I wanted songs with deeper meaning. What?
Nothing.
One of my favorite songs is the repeat stuff.
No, one of your favorite artists is the repeat stuff.
Well, listen, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I do fall into that category, but I don't think I'm as bad as, Don't Call Me Maybe.
No, that song was egregious.
Gosh, I can't stand that song. Or McCade's favorite song, It's Friday. Like, we really got into a bad funk of, we're just going to say the same shit over and over again. And yes, I did fall for some and liked some. But for the most part, it is, I don't know. You brought it full circle, and then you just knocked me off the tracks. But you get what I'm saying. No, you're fine.
I didn't want to say anything.
I was rambling. You call me out. No, call me out on my shit. Do it. Hold me accountable. I admit, I do like some repeat stuff songs, but...
Heck, I'm so sorry.
I think we better wrap it up, since Brady's coughs McKenzie over here. I have
such a dry throat.
Mm-hmm. All right, any final thoughts
I have you? What CMTs call scratchy throat. A Paw Patrol quote.
Oh, okay. I just block it out, but... any final thoughts?
Nope. I mean, just... You're okay to listen to whatever you want to listen to.
Yeah. Don't let other people shame you, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like some people get hung up and they're like, you can't listen to that, because I'm like, I'll be the first to admit, like, I have songs that you hate on mine, And you're like, I'm never listening to that. And I'm like, well, you know, that's your choice. I don't care. Like, I'm not asking you to listen to my music, and thankfully you're not asking me to listen to your music. It's kind of like you can each listen to your own and like your own, and that's perfectly fine.
And don't get offended if someone doesn't like your music, because who the hell cares? That's not what makes us all individuals and beautiful, is that we each have our own different... Like, we each have different things we like.
Yeah, don't get on, like, Facebook. Say, how dare you? Because I'm like, I've met, one of my really, really good friends hates Metallica. And do I care? No, I'm like, it's my favorite band. I'm not forcing my music on you. I'm not saying everybody in the world has to like this band because I like it. Like, no, I like them for these reasons. I understand you don't like them. Yeah. It's like the Beatles. I'm going to bring it up. I like three or four of the Beatles songs, but do I think they're the best thing that ever happened in music? No. Same thing with Elvis Presley.
That's what I was going to bring up earlier. Continue.
I like a bunch of Elvis songs, but do I think he's the best thing that ever happened in music? No. Do I think he had a big influence on music? Yes. But I'm not saying, you know, like, I'm not saying I hate these people. I'm just saying, like, I don't put them on the same pedestal as somebody else.
Yes, my birth father loved Elvis, so I have a real bad love-hate. Like, I want to like Elvis, but I just, the association with my birth dad, I'm like, oh, it just takes me back to not good times. But I want to like him. But I was watching that movie with your sister the other night of Elvis, and he was controversial for his day. That's what we were talking about, Kiss. Because he would shake. And at the time, it was like, oh my gosh, he's up there wiggling his wiener for everyone. And it's like, oh, if you only, like, because my niece was like, why was what he was doing bad? And I'm like, it just wasn't the thing to do. It was just controversial. It was like, you know, women dressing, like, showing their ankles. Ooh, the scandal. And also, and this is why Elvis is a big deal, rock and roll was considered black music. And it was, you know, like, country was white people music and sophisticated, and then Elvis popularized black music. So he grew up in the ghetto. He had a lot of like black influence in his life, and so he popularized rock music amongst whites. So that's why he's a big deal, and why he was so controversial for the day, because he helped with integration. He had black band members. He had black backup singers. Like, and then he's up there shaking it for dollar bills. Not really, but. That's neither here nor there. That was supposed to be brought up in the first segment. I just feel like I get dumber and dumber after each time I have a kid, and I've not regained my brain cells after this third one, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Hopefully we come back. I don't know. Who knows what tomorrow brings? I've been Amanda.
And I've been Brady.
We can't wait to talk to you next time.
And we love you.
Just a quick update, I did go ahead and update our 2022 playlist that we made earlier this year, and I added these songs to the playlist. When we mentioned bands, I just added maybe a few of the songs, and the link for that is in the show notes if you find that you want to go and listen to these songs. Thank you.